AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces have carried out strikes in Syria targeting the Islamic State group. Jennifer King has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced an operation to eliminate ISIS fighters, infrastructure, and weapon sites following a deadly attack in the Syrian desert near Palmyra on December 13th. Two Iowa National Guard members and a U.S. interpreter were killed, and several others were wounded. In a post on social media, Hegseth said, "This is not the beginning of a war. It is a declaration of vengeance." U.S. officials described it as a large-scale strike that targeted multiple locations across central Syria using F-15s, A-10s, Apache helicopters, F-16s from Jordan, and mobile rocket artillery. Syrian officials say the assailant had been reassigned from his post as a base security guard due to suspicions about his affiliations. He clashed with guards, stormed a meeting, and opened fire before he was killed. Soon after word of the deaths, President Trump pledged retaliation, and on Wednesday he attended the dignified transfer of the two fallen guards members. Jennifer King, Washington.
In the AP's Mike Sisick reports, the Justice Department has started releasing its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Posting several categories of documents to its website relating to the late financier. Those categories include court records and other disclosures made under a law enacted last month that carves out an exception to many of the laws that had put a veil of secrecy over these court records, grand jury records, and investigative materials from the many years of investigations into Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
The Supreme Court is siding with immigration judges, rebuffing the Trump administration for now in a case that could have wider implications for federal workers, as the justices weigh expanding the president's power to fire them. And the National Weather Service issued a rare, particularly dangerous situation warning for part of the Colorado Front Range, where hurricane-force winds and dry conditions have boosted the threat of wildfire. This is AP News. Putting wastewater to a new use.
The National Western Center complex in Denver is a massive event center, and to cool and heat the structure, it relies on sewage. Brad Buchanan is CEO.
We get a lot of questions like, are you running sewage through your buildings? No, we're not. Sewage runs through the heat exchanger. Fresh water runs through all of our buildings.
The thermal energy from wastewater is transferred to clean water. The clean water is then sent into a heat pump that can either heat or cool various rooms, depending on the weather. It's a low-cost and widely available resource because pipes that transport sewage are already built.
From a climate resiliency perspective, a sewer heat recovery system is almost carbon-free. So that the thermal energy is coming out of an existing resource, the sewage.
I'm Donna Water.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.